Simba.
I'm Brian. Brian Paul.
Big black strong dick just does something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins just. I just. Oh.
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage, and I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga, and I fuck him every day.
Anyway, but it was cute, and I got dick down, and the rim of my vagina is swollen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. And guess who's finally back from Ghana, Nigeria, Abuja, and wherever else you went?
In London, that's what I am.
This is...
Simba, what's up? We got...
Simba, a.k.a. Simba's Erotic, a.k.a. All That Good Stuff, OnlyFans. And I'm the one and only Brian Paul. Get me lit, a.k.a. She thinks I'm so whack. Why does she think I'm so whack? I'm not whack.
I ain't gonna lie. But I'm happy to be back. Season 2 is about to be crazy in real life.
Yeah.
And so we decided to add a segment to the show, but we're gonna try to play it out. We'll do this video. So if you guys like it, if you like it, we're adding it. If you don't like it, we're adding it.
Period. So the segment is pretty much question time, or questions with Simba and Brian Paul. Or questions, or question it up.
And you guys can also give us a little bit of feedback on what you feel like we want, or what you feel like we should title this segment as. Right now, we're just calling it Questions with Simba and Brian Paul.
Yep.
So wait, how are we doing this? You answer it, answer the questions, or I'm asking the questions?
So people actually sent in these questions.
Okay.
So we had a post up on Instagram for a while, for a couple months now. We actually got a good amount of questions from everybody. We got a good amount of questions. So I wrote 4 of them down, and we're going to answer them right now, live on
camera. I don't
think
my titties are out enough. What do you think? I'm
sorry. She wants y'all to see the titties, guys.
Now we're talking, because I was feeling like a whole librarian. All right, now I can hear you. What you
saying?
You
can hear me?
I can hear you now.
I said we're about to answer some questions.
Oh, okay,
gotcha. All right, cool. All right, so I've seen the questions, but I didn't really like look. I've just seen them to put them on the cards. She hasn't seen the questions at all.
Put on a card, so you didn't read it, or you just
It's like I didn't pay attention. I just wrote them because I wanted to answer them like freely and loud. I didn't want to pre-answer any questions.
So question number one, what's up?
Question number one is from Opiyini.
Ooh, Nigerian. He got a coin in He better have a big dick, because if not, I'd be mad.
That's a Nigerian name.
Opiyini, listen, hit me up when you see this, because I'm deaf, and I have a Nigerian account, so you can just send me a transfer. You don't have to worry about Western Union.
Okay, so the question is it wrong to sleep with an extended cousin that is not blood?
Oh, wow. So you want to answer this, or you want me to answer it?
We both going to answer. So I would never sleep with a cousin, but first, second cousin, maybe a third cousin, because third cousin.
How are you gonna say I never sleep with a cousin? But like, because, what's the answer?
Because a third cousin, you're not technically related to, right? Because isn't a third how's it work? How does it work out?
Okay, so your mother's sisters' children are your first cousins.
Yeah, never.
Their children are your second cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Their children are your. Is that how it works?
I don't know. So tell us in the comments how this works. Like, write us in. Tell us how this works.
Let me tell you how it goes down in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know my story about my cousin's story. So I had a cousin. Well, I met this guy. I didn't know he was my cousin. And we fucked. And then I saw him like 3 weeks later. Why is it that when you fuck somebody, you see them 3 weeks later somewhere?
You always see somebody you
I've
fuck,
never like seen you everywhere. Ever before in life. And all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, I see you. Like, don't do that.
That's crazy.
You know what? You owe me another coin for that one.
Ooh. Just because you have to see him again.
Yes. I have to see you again.
Wow.
Yes, I need a coin. Anyway, so then I saw him at a family, like a little cousin's birthday party. I was like, he was like, what are you doing here? I'm like, nigga, what are you doing here? I'm like, first of all, you see everybody's on my jock. My family love me in real life, except the haters, which is like 6 of them. And don't let me stop calling them Auntie Shirley. Anyway, so then I saw him or whatever, and he was like, this is my family. I'm like, nah, this is my family. And then I went over to a cousin who I could tell stories like this to, and he was like, whoa, you do a thing. I'm like, yo, you stupid. I was like, for a coin.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it was good. I ain't gonna lie. But I never see him again. But he don't got no money like I have, like that I charge now, because Bitcoin pussy, what I was charging in 2012. Oh, okay. That's
another
question.
Story.
Okay, so if I met somebody right now at a family gathering, would I fuck them? No.
Okay.
But if I didn't know you was my cousin and then we fucked, and then I found out after that you was my cousin, as long as you're paying, absolutely we fucked. Because we fucked already. We already passed the threshold.
Moral of the story is I wasn't a fucking cousin unless it's like my fourth, fifth, or sixth cousin that I really didn't know about. And they were like really, really related. Like related by like marriage, but not like blood. I'll fuck. Like, why not? But that's the only way. We can't be blood. It has to be like by marriage and like a far distant cousin. You know what I mean? Give me that. Next question. So Kiana.
Oh, Kiana, you already know what she about to ask.
She about to ask,
if you leave your lace front in the house and then you see his new girlfriend wearing a lace front, do you grab that shit off that bitch or not?
Mm-hmm.
But she asked.
She said, how do you define power play in your relationships and sessions?
What is power play?
What is power play? I think power play is more so like who's more dominant versus who's more submissive.
So I'm going to say person. So, you know, you have a different perspective. I'm talking from a heterosexual perspective. Mm-hmm. Or even if I'm in a little play with girl situation. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing with a girl situation, I'm definitely dominant. I don't care if she is a butch. Like, I am running this fucking show because I just like to run the show.
Yeah.
But with guys, I sort of kind of like to play the submissive role depending on the kind of feedback they're giving me. So a lot of times I find myself being with guys who have this like mother fetish. Ooh. So like I literally breastfeed men like this. Like I have men that call me ma. They go, ma, ma. I'm like, suck mommy's breasts. I'm like, did you do good in school today?
That's weird.
I'm like, I'm gonna slap you if you don't fucking listen to your teacher tomorrow. And they're like, sorry, mama. I'm like, ooh, I love it.
That is fucking weird.
Yeah, I love that. I know. So I feed off the guy. So once we're interacting, like beforehand, I kind of, and men kind of like to set the tone and tell you off the bat. They'll be like, so you're gonna be a good girl for daddy? Or they're gonna be like, I want to suck your breast. And then I figure out. So that's how I play my power roles. But if I'm fucking with a girl, bitch, you better eat this pussy and shut the fuck up in real life.
Yeah, so in the gay world, it's very different. It can be very black and white, like a bottom's gonna play a submissive role.
Wait, what is that in your hand? What's that? Can't end every time. I can't take it. Stop hitting the card. It's annoying me. Continue.
Anyway, guys, so in the gay world, it's very different, right? Like a bottom is probably gonna play the submissive role. A top is gonna play a dominant role. You may have some who are averse who like to mix and mingle. And then of course you have bottoms who want to be dominant sometimes and feel like, you know, they riding the shit out of a dick, right? Like they riding the dick, but they like dominating it. Like, yeah, the shit mine. And tops, I don't see a top being submissive, but a top may be submissive. Yeah, he can be submissive in that moment. For me personally, I almost 100% of the time play a dominant role. Even though I like when somebody, you know, like, you know, throw me in the couch and be like, yo, sit here and let me ride that dick.
I'm a slut. What's up?
I love that shit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think defining power, I feel like when you fully define power play, it kind of gets boring, especially in a relationship. Because both parties should play both roles, depending, and that's how you make sex fun. You know what I mean? Strap me up, tie me to a chair, and ride the shit out of me.
Wow.
All that.
Oh, wow. Okay. All that.
Yeah. So that's how I feel about defining.
Yes, problem. Kiana. So Kiana, guess what? In real life, do what you want to do. Forget him.
Okay. Yeah, all that. So third question is actually specific for me, but I still want your opinion on it.
And what's the person's name? Because I'm going to tell you what the person's asking.
I didn't write the name down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn, I should have wrote the name down. I'm going to write the name down below.
Yeah, from that one, so that they could be like, oh, they shouted me out.
Yeah, you're right. It says, what are your thoughts on DL by bottoms?
Wait, slow down. What
are your thoughts on DL by bottoms?
DL,
down low.
Bisexual?
Bottoms. So guys who take dick in the ass.
Okay, DL, bisexual bottoms. Okay.
Do you think a guy who bottoms for dudes can completely stop fucking with men and marry a woman and stay faithful to them, or are they living a lie?
Can I answer first?
Yeah, well, one.
I know it's for you, but I'm going to answer it
first. Yeah, answer it first.
No. So I fuck with a guy in Nigeria that loves ass play. Like, he loves ass play from tongues to fingers to toys. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, and he was getting married, like our last conversation, he was getting married like 2 weeks later. I'm like, babe, but you can't even come without this. So what are you going to do for the rest of your life? And he's like, I'm going to cheat on her with you forever. And I was like, guaranteed coin for the next at least 20 years. Cha-ching. So what I'm saying to you is when somebody really likes something and that is their go-to, I don't think they can ever get out of it and just stop it.
I 100% agree. So one, they said, are they living a lie? Yes.
Period.
Yes, they're living a lie. Because one, the first thing you said was a DL by bottom. The word down low means you're living a lie because you're not telling your truth. So that's one, 100% two. And there's no reason you're defining yourself as a bottom, which means you have a defined role in the gay community as a bottom. And a girl can't give you that. So
even if she put a strap on, it's not the
same. It's not the same. Therefore, you're going to be cheating for the rest of your life with a dude because you want the dick. Especially if you're defining yourself as a strict body. You're not even saying, yo, I'm a top. Right, because that means you just like the feeling of an ass or a pussy, right, or something along those lines. And I believe if that person was a top and actually bi, then maybe they can be with a woman for the rest of their life. But if you're defining yourself as a bottom, that means you like dick specifically in your ass, which a woman can never give you. Period. So that's my answer to the question. And yes, they're living a lie. I'm gonna repeat that. Okay. How you feel about these questions so far, Simba?
I'm feeling like these people really just want answers about things that they might be living through themselves.
Okay. And the last question I have, I didn't write the name down again. I'm sorry. But I'm going to shout you down below. I'm going to
shout you down.
I'm going to shout you out down below. Okay. Shout you out down below, all that. So the last question is, where's the best place to find a third person for a threesome? You want me to go first?
No, I like to go first. Because when I come, that's it.
Ooh.
Me too. So, me personally, I think there are places that you can definitely go to get a threesome. Hammams.
Ooh.
Definitely. Which are bathhouses where people go, usually couples. And also single people. Single sluts, I think, go there just to get slutted out or to be watched.
I've been to a couple bathhouses.
A lot of voyeurs, people who like to watch and be watched, go to hammams. in addition to that, swingers clubs, definitely. There are always single people there looking to get fucked.
100%.
Or fuck. Clubs, regular nightclubs.
Basic shit.
Women or men that are not in a relationship love people who are in relationships. So if you lovey-dovey with your boo and you give somebody eye contact on the other side of the room, they were probably eyeing you before you even got to see them.
Yeah.
So nightclubs with alcohol, drugs, music, nighttime, slutty, hoes, bitches, and I don't give a fuck if you eat in your sheets. I'm just a dick all night, every day. You better pass my bread. You gonna pay. Yo, I'm a rapper.
We're gonna come out with a whole rapper.
You can also go to Atlanta because everybody in Atlanta is horny, and everywhere you go, people are just like looking at you and wanting to be in what you got going on. I think really to get a third person, you need to be out and about. Even if it's at a restaurant, if you're out with your boo and you guys are looking cute and you guys smell good and looking good, people are going to be looking. And all you got to do sometimes is give that eye. Like, I do a lot of body language, but I do a lot of eye language.
I can tell you personally, for me, I get hit up for threesome. Well, I'm a slut. But honestly, in Atlanta and on Instagram is where people hit me up the most to have threesomes and shit. There's numerous couples that want to fuck with me that hit me up on Instagram. And not only that, there's actually this dude who I fucked in Atlanta at this like party, long story. And he's in a whole relationship now. And he hit me up like, yo, me and my man want a bottom for you. What's up? I said, okay, next time I'm in Atlanta, what's up? We get lit.
You know what? I get a lot of hit-ups on DMs for threesomes too, but I'm sorry. I have to see the bitch. Like, don't send me no Instagram photos. Don't see them. Because I see bitches in photos and in real life, and it's four different people. We're not doing that. And yes, I do look better in person. Don't let the camera fool you. Ask about me. So I say that to say, even when people hit me up on Instagram and they're like, oh, me and my girl want to see you, da 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 da. That don't do nothing for me because, again, I've seen women in real life and I see them online and they're 16 different people and we're not going to do that. So, for me, it's better in person. Like, if I see you, we vibes in, I slip you a little molly, what's up, we ain't getting it popping. And then, because I love a threesome.
Ooh. Anyway, guys, so that was it for our questions. Questions with Simba and Brian Paul. If you have a special name for this segment, think of it, let us know or whatever, and we can probably implement it. You know, it's not fully named yet, but send us in your questions down below at our email. We have an email address down below where you can send us the questions. Again, you can listen to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Pandora, Apple, Amazon, and anywhere else you can listen and stream a podcast.
And don't forget YouTube.
And always YouTube, subscribe, like, and comment.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get monetized. Listen, when we get monetized, that first check, we need to do a giveaway as soon as we get monetized.
Ooh, a giveaway?
We need to do a giveaway.
Whatever the people want. Yeah, so we're posting way more videos now. So, just tune in, guys. We're going to be posting the content all the time. Like, comment, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys the next time. Peace out.
Peace out. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.